U2's expensive lawyers, that was actually a phrase referring to the work of Negative Land, who are in the show. So U2 are actually not in the show, just to be clear. And it's an interesting case. It just, these sorts of things really interest me. Negative Land, of course, is the groundbreaking sound artists who started doing things like collage and sampling in the early 80s when no one was doing it. You know, this is before you could use computers to do sampling in the way you can do it so easily now. They were doing it manually. You know, they were splicing things like by cutting up tape and scotch taping it together. So it was really low tech. And they were sort of that punk, do it yourself, out of your garage kind of ethic, anti-commercial, et cetera, et cetera. What's interesting is U2 as a band, actually, if you look at their history, they actually have, you know, a good progressive history. You know, they, as you said, they've written about Northern Ireland. They've written about South Africa. They were part of the South African boycott of Sun City. They've been involved in cases involving, you know, Africa. Bono was part of Jubilee 2000, etc. So in a conventional sense, they're the good guys. You know, that's why Bono keeps getting mentioned, that someday he might get the Nobel Peace Prize. Okay, fine. At the same time, there is a logic to corporations. And when you're inside corporations, that can change you even when you don't know it. So U2 might have good intentions, but U2 is now part of a huge corporation, you know, record labels and Island Records. And so Negative Land did a project, which was they took a radio interview or radio broadcast where the DJ, when he thought the microphone was off, said in a moment of anger, because he was trying to pronounce the names of U2's band members, and he couldn't. And he said at one point, "Who cares anyway? These guys are from England, and who gives a shit?" That was the phrase. And this phrase was recorded, and then it came up on the underground radio networks, and Negative Land got it, and they put it into a song. And they also put an illegal sample of U2's "I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For" in the same song. And this is before sampling was really popular. So this is in the 80s. And, you know, these are like small guys. They're, you know, kind of punk, kind of, you know, DIY. You know, they don't make any money. This is a small little project. And there's a connection to war because they called the single U2 and they put the picture of the U2 spy plane, the American U2 spy plane that was shot down by the Russians. So there's a connection to war, which is a little distant and complicated. But U2's lawyers basically came down on them like a ton of bricks and sued them until Negative Land went bankrupt. And it's a really famous case because people were saying, look, U2 is such a liberal progressive band, and yet look, they're squashing this tiny band. And a lot of people actually really spoke out against U2, etc., etc. And then when U2 was asked about it, they said, oh, we had nothing to do with it. You know, our lawyers, we didn't really know, which I don't necessarily believe, actually. And it's very ironic, of course, because now sampling is everywhere. And U2 themselves have used sampling extensively in their Zooropa album and Zoo Tour, where they're picking up satellite broadcasts and broadcasting them live, also without permission. So I was very interested in looking at this case because, you know, it's sort of the logic of corporatization. And when you become not a band, but a brand name, you know, how you will do anything to protect that brand name. And then sort of through an indirect connection, there is obviously a connection with the Cold War, because the U2 spy plane, which was Negative Land's original idea also, was an iconic moment in the American-Russian conflict, because that was the first time that the Russians managed to capture an American spy plane and prove that, look, you guys are spying on us. And of course, the Russians were spying on the Americans too, etc. And it's actually an interesting project because it took me a long time to explain a little bit to Lorenzo the case, because it's more familiar in the US context. It's not as well known a case in Europe. And, you know, I think part of the conversation was, well, what is the connection to war and conflict? And to me, that's for the viewer to find out. So we have basically the music video that was made around that song. And also, we have this idea, I think, just as an attitude of breaking the rules a little bit. So I really wanted to have Negative Land because also these guys broke the rules. And even by playing this video, we're breaking the rules a little bit, because technically that song is not supposed to be played. And we have another video in the show by Chris McCarville, which is a parody of Oliver Stone's 9/11 film World Trade Center, which is also not supposed to be shown anywhere because Paramount Pictures lawyers put a lawsuit against Chris McCarville so that that video cannot be shown anywhere in the US. But that lawsuit doesn't apply to Europe, which is why we could show it here. So that, you know, that sort of outlaw aesthetic and breaking the rules a little bit and even fighting the system is also there in the choices of the works and just in how we position the show. And the last thing I wanted to say is that Negative Land and that song and that title, you know, that phrase, "These guys are from England and who gives a shit," actually inspired the title of the essay I wrote for the catalog, where I called it "These guys are artists and who gives a shit." So that was also there.